What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me today. Got a lot of stuff to get into on this hump day. A lot of changes, a lot of things going around. I told you all, when John B. Lund had that situation where he let thugs slip out instead of wink, wink, slugs slip out, that was it for him. I told you then they should let him walk. But they tried. They tried to hang on. Cleveland, you are a dumpster fire. You are a mess. We knew that B-Line wasn't going to make it. We knew that that was strike one. We knew strike two was Kevin Love. So we'll get into this. We'll get into this big time because this is something I told you all a long time ago. J.D. Bickerstaff is the luckiest man on earth. More fallout from the Astros. Now we got even more players saying stuff. But I want to talk about a couple angles that we have not talked about on this show yet. Luckily, I'll get to do that at 1:12 today when the doc from KQNA Prescott joins us. We'll get into that. And the Clippers picked up another ball player. We'll talk about the impact that will have on the rest of the NBA and specifically on the Lakers, who struck out again going after a player that the Clippers landed. So we got those things to get into and a little bit more. We'll do it all right here on the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR, and we are brought to you, of course, by the one, the only, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. That's 4991 South Alma School, to be exact. Let them know PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member, get a locker, allows you access to the members' lounge, get yourself a humidor, it backs directly up. The locker backs directly up to the humidor. Your sticks will never go bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Remember, they serve beer and wine. So get down there, check out all the games, all the NBA games. March Madness is rolling around. And yes, this is a tease, but the Cave Show will be in the house for March Madness. So get down there, check it out, watch the XFL, all that good stuff. Only at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you can't make it in, remember, go to Stogie World, that's S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com, and you can order online. So happy hump day, everyone. Welcome to the Cave Show, PLR. This is PLR. Our call-in number is always the same, 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Please feel free to give a call. Got a couple calls on hold. Let's jump right to it before we have our guests calling in the next 10 minutes. Thanks for calling the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Lou, what up, my friend? How are you?
All right. So what do the Astros do this time?
No. It's more the players and what Dusty Baker did. Basically, you're not going to just throw at the Astros. You're not going to just be able to use that ball as a weapon on your, I want to get even tour that the Astros are going to go on this year.
Yeah, I see.
I agree with that. You can't spend the whole season throwing a baseball at people. That's ridiculous.
No, you can't. If you do, you're
crazy. So, look, are they gonna, it's so bad that there are odds. I believe it's 83.5 in Vegas. How many balls are going to get?
Yes.
You can't do that. You know, if you're gonna ding someone in the butt or the ribs, okay, whatever. Get it over with. But you can't keep throwing high heat at someone. Because if you keep throwing high heat at guys, eventually one of them is going to connect. And you can't.
Mm-hmm, you're right. Yes.
You can't do that. Did they cheat? Yes. Did they go above and beyond the unspoken rules of baseball cheating?
Yeah.
Yes. But you can't. Look, if you hit a guy in the head with a bat, with a baseball, traveling 90 miles per hour, you could kill someone. They didn't cheat enough to warrant death or attempt at it. So, look, here's my question for you. So, the 2017 team cheated. And so those guys are going to pay for it. But what are they going to do with, like, guys like Dallas Keuchel or Matt Fires? They were part of that team. Are they going to get hit when they come up? Are guys that are no longer on that team going to hit when they come up? Or are they just going to hit the guys that are still wearing the Astros uniforms when they come up?
They're just going to hit them.
But you see what I'm saying? So if I wasn't part of the 2017 team, do I get hit anyway because I'm wearing a jersey? And if I'm on another team now, do I get a free pass because I'm no longer wearing that jersey? This is too convoluted at this point. It really is. And it's getting ridiculous.
You're right.
But that's just my opinion.
Right, I get it.
So what did you have for me, my friend?
And, this is not a Cleveland that we once knew. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. I mean,
well,
nothing's done right since LeBron. Now, Beeline is hit for a beeline.
Beeline is nice, very nice. Beeline's been gone since he used the word thugs instead of slugs.
Right.
And that was really strike one was no one really, and I whipped my strikes out of order. I'm sorry, in the tee, but no one was buying into his crap, strike one. Strike two,
right.
You called your team thugs, and you said you were trying to say slug. And I don't profess to be the greatest wordsmith in America, but I can't think of too many sentences that you could substitute the word slugs for the word thugs. Maybe it's just me, but I can't think of too many. And then three, Kevin Love quit on you on the court. And that was it. He should have been fired after the thug slugs, and they gave him another chance. And when Kevin Love quit on him on court and quit on a team on court and didn't get suspended for that, that was a wrap. That was it.
That was it, all right.
So this was just a matter of time. Look. This man has coached in college for 30 years, has been an excellent coach, 66 years old, has a certain way he likes doing things. You come into a team with a bunch of young players. Your best player is gone, obviously. Your next best player is older. He signed a deal thinking, I don't know why he thought it, that they were going to get some other talent in. They didn't. They went completely young other than him and Tristan Thompson, and they stink. And then you bring in a guy that – wants to coach 19, 20-year-olds like he's still at Michigan, but then you got 30-year-olds, 32-year-olds that are making over $100 million. Can't coach them the same way. I think he was the day he was hired, he was going to be fired.
I'll give you that.
So, we'll see. We'll see where Cleveland goes next. They can get their 8th coach in 6 years.
Wow.
So, I don't know what else to say about that one. What else you got?
That's what you can say.
Yeah. Oh, I do want to say something about one of your Yankee guys, real quick.
Uh-oh.
Had to do with the cheating.
Yeah.
When Giancarlo Stanton said that if he knew what pitches were coming, he'd hit 80 home runs. What he left out, though,
right,
was that he'd have 100 more strikeouts.
That I heard.
Try not to strike out 700 times a season. So.
Yeah.
And so, please, miss me with that. Be quiet.
All right. And that race car driver, Newman, he's making tremendous progress.
I hear he's got release.
Yeah.
That's good.
2 days after a serious accident, he pulls out like it never happened.
That is a blessing for him and his family, and Godspeed to him. I'm glad that looks like it's going to end for the good, because that would have been really, really sad.
Yeah, we don't want another Dale Earnhardt.
We do not. It's a dangerous sport enough as it is. So
yes,
happy that he's able to, you know, to pull out and hopefully, you know, get back to himself. And if racing is what he wants to do, get, obviously that's his job, get back to racing, get back to doing what he did, because that is just that's just tough. That's
yes.
tough. Just you know, as a family member, that had to be just heart-wrenching to watch that.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, good for him.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it at that.
All right, my friend. You have a good rest of your hump day.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy. It's my man, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. Yeah, John Carlos Stanton cracks me up, dude. This is a dude that strikes out when he gets out of his car. And he's talking about if he knew what pitch was coming, what he would do. He has struck out 123, 166, 143, 140, 170, 95. But don't get too excited. That was in 74 games. 140, 163, and his first year with the Yankees, 211. Never hit higher than 288. And he is a strikeout machine. And the year before, his last year with Miami, he struck out 163 times, but at least he hit 59 home runs. His first year with the Yankees, 211 strikeouts, he only got 38 home runs against American League pitching. Hell, maybe someone should tell him what pitch is coming. Maybe they should groove him one over the middle. Some of the people that are talking, you really should shut up. The doc from KQNA Prescott should be calling here very shortly. I'm going to check the phone lines here. We'll do that in exactly 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. This is hump day. This is one of my favorite days of the week. I don't know if it's hump day or if it's Friday Eve, which technically is Thursday, but it sounds so much better. I mean, we celebrate New Year's Eve, we celebrate Christmas Eve, why not celebrate Friday Eve? Sounds the same amount of fun. Like I said, you can always check us out. Go to sportscave.com, click on that Listen Live button. We are right there ready for you. Anytime if you miss the show, you can go there, click that same button. It will guide you to some of our best shows. Some of our other best shows, some of my favorites, are actually online already. They're loaded on the website at sportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always with the K. Click on, listen to, download it, check it out. My voice is very soothing when you're at the gym. So if you haven't tried it, check it out. You also can download KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, from your Apple App Store, your Google Play Store. Catch us there every day at 3 o'clock on the replay. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We're laboring to get the dog from KQNA online. I do believe this is him. Let me click over. Thank you, Doc, for joining us. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, how you doing, my man? I'm a little disappointed, though. I was told that I would know I'm on the air when I heard two beats on a garbage can.
Oh, wow.
And I heard nothing, you know, nothing.
Nothing. That voice, you guys know it, KQNA Prescott's very own, the dog. And it's not two knocks on the garbage can. It's three knocks on the garbage can, and then your chest protector is supposed to vibrate.
Ah, okay. Well, in fact, my phone just vibrated, and it was from you, and yes, I am on the line.
Well, there you go. See, I send signals. Thanks for coming on, my friend. I really, truly appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And for a while, it was touch and go for whatever reason. You know, modern technology is, my whole Wi-Fi thing was out. My computers weren't working. And, you know, I was trying to check mail and what have you. And finally, I got a resolve. So it's always aggravating when things like that happen. We end up depending on, at least I do, but then I don't know how to fix things. So anyways, I'm kind of like Rob Banford as far as knowing how to fix things, apparently.
You got to get off dial-up. So if
say
you're
that
still
again?
On dial-up, you got to get off dial-up. AOL isn't the same anymore.
Well, everything went out. The Wi-Fi, the whole thing, you know. So, and I won't mention the company because they might turn me off right now. So, but anyway, it's all resolved, all good. So how are you doing today, my friend?
I am good. I was making fun of Giancarlo Stanton very meanly because he's the latest guy to come out and say that if he knew what pitches were coming, he'd hit 80 home runs. And I said, yeah, but he missed the fact that he still had 300 strikeouts. So I explained to you a little
bit.
Well,
does that matter anymore? That doesn't matter anymore. These guys are striking out at unheard of rates. They're striking out more in the last two seasons than the number of base hits. So as long as you're putting those big numbers up, that's how you get the paycheck, my man.
You know what, Doc? Maybe I'm just getting old, and I like small ball. I like
me too.
Putting pressure on the pitcher. See, everyone keeps talking about, you know, the analytics of it all, but they're not talking in my – I'm thinking they're missing the practicality of it. If you get a runner on first and you know he's a threat to run, that's more pressure on the pitcher. And if you get him in scoring position and you have your number three hitter coming up, to me that's more pressure on your pitcher. Now it's just like get on first, read a book until someone hits a home run and drive you in. I find that more baseball.
Well, I'm with you. Analytics to me is kind of ruining the game, even with all these exaggerated shifts time after time. And what makes me tear my hair out is what you just said, you know, get on base, pass the baton along. Well, half these guys, and I don't think they know how to bunt like they used to in the old days, all they have to do is bunt a ball down the third baseline, they got a single. But because they want to knock that ball out of the park, none of them will do it. Very few guys will take advantage of that. And to me, it would be like, well, 2 days later when I read the box score and it said single, it doesn't matter if it was a bunt down the third base line or I scorched one in between the shift into right field. And after a while, those shifts would come off a little bit too. So I find I'm in agreement with you there. And that's one thing that could be a little exciting about the D-backs this year with both our Martes now, Starling Marte and Cattell. You could have a guy like either one of them actually leading off. I think Starling had 25 stolen bases last year, and Cattell could steal bases too. He could be like a Ricky Henderson type guy, and you get those guys on base, a little bit of speed going on, and all of a sudden the pitcher's got to do a slide step, and all these different crazy things happen. So the Diamondbacks will have some weapons to take them a little away from analytic and back to some small ball and some exciting baseball too.
On the Cape Show with PLR, heard right here on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, only, the Dog, KQ&A, Prescott. The Diamondbacks, I think, are going to have a very good year. Now, I don't know if very good year translates to catching the Dodgers or not, but I think it definitely translates into getting into the playoffs as a wild card team. Do you think I'm off base with that, or do you think this team is set to make that next jump?
I think you still have to say the Dodgers are the favorite. For a while, I was starting to wonder, like, wow, Dodgers aren't, you know, with the amount of money they have, they're not going to make any moves at all. And then, boom, they dropped the sledgehammer by getting Mookie Betts. And even David Price, even though he's kind of been falling off the last few years, moving to the National League, we all might be surprised how effective he's going to be. He's not going to have to face DHs anymore. You know, that's a big part of it. If you generally watch, pitchers that go from the American League to the National League generally do a lot better. So even that part of the trade could help him out. And Mookie Betts is arguably in the top five of baseball players going on right now. Kid is really, really good. But the Diamondbacks, I love what they're doing. And even the general manager for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Andrew Friedman, he just, it was either today or yesterday, launched this great compliment towards Mike Hazen and his front office staff. And he said, this offseason, these guys hit a home run. And he said, we were a little worried about them when they came over to the Diamondbacks because, you know, how smart they were. Now their farm system is being built up again. The major league talent, they've really improved that a lot. You know, depth, they've improved that a lot. So he's tipping his hat to them. I'm with you, though. I think right now I'm leaning more towards a wild card. And I may be optimistic. I'm looking for 88 to 90 wins. And guess who won the World Series last year? Washington Nationals. Guess what they were? They were a wild card team. They knocked the Dodgers out of the playoffs as a wild card team. So once you get into those short series, anything can happen in baseball.
You know, I think I'm the only one that's saying, well, I may not be the only one saying this, but I'm the only one I've heard say this. I actually worry about the Dodgers out the gate because I think this whole cheating thing is going to do something to their psyche too. I know it's affecting a lot of other people a lot of ways, but we don't know what's come out on the Red Sox yet. And if it's shown that the Red Sox cheated as well, then now they're going to start talking about how they got cheated out of two World Series. And then they lost last year to the Nationals, a team that they, on paper, should have beat. I think after a while, they almost has the same effect as it does, and I say this with the New Orleans Saints. Yeah, we only lost because of that freak play. Yeah, well, now we only lost because they didn't call the passing press. Well, yeah, well, this year we only lost because of this. I think after a while it starts to get in your psyche a little bit. So I'm not 100% sold on the Dodgers from a psychological aspect.
I look at it the opposite way. I think those boys are going to have rocket fuel in them because look how long it's been since Oral Hershiser and Kirk Gibson's home run in, 1988, since they won a World Series. And they have a talented team. The manager, Dave Roberts, is great. But I'm going to add this bit of intrigue. I was just thinking about this the other day. Last time the Dodgers were in the World Series was 2018, and they lost to a team called the Boston Red Sox, who now is being investigated. Guess who was on that Red Sox team?
The guy that they want to help them win one. How are they
right,
going
to be and him? So aren't there going to be some questions? I mean, if I was, you know, on the Dodgers team, in some ways, I could see how some guys would be a little resentful, like, hey, Mookie, were you getting the signs off Kershaw? You know, so I think there's some intrigue there. And Mookie Betts, when you see his personality and everything, he's really a great kid and all. But, you know, the Dodgers can look that they were cheated out of two World Series, and now they've got one of the guys that, you know, was the main clog in the Boston lineup, one of the main clogs, they got so much talent, is now on their team. And he was on the Red Sox team that beat the Dodgers.
So do they hit him in spring training? They throw high heat in batting?
They probably hit him in batting practice.
Yeah, and this is my – and I want to get to this, and I have the doc on with me, KQ&A, Prescott, here on the Cave Show at PLR. Doc, that's one thing that bothers me, and I know Dusty Baker made it a point to speak out, and I have the most respect for Dusty Baker. I love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep,
I love the point that he made. You can't just throw at our guys. Now, look, I think the first couple of games, someone's going to get one in the ribs, and someone will get one in the buttocks. But I'm hearing guys say stuff like high heat. I don't think that baseball should be used for that because what the Astros did was not right. But if you hit someone in the head with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball, you can kill them. And I don't think it should be at the point where we have teams throwing high heat at people all the time. I'm not with that. I don't think that's cool.
Well, I'll tell you what. First off, one of the arts that's being lost is pitching inside, which is the reason there's a lot of these home runs going on too. And here's the thing that kind of makes me chuckle. Say somebody, a couple guys have already mentioned, you know, they're going to drill a couple of the Astros. So say one of those pitchers, I think it was Clevenger from the Indians or whatever, happens to hit an Astro. Well, then he's going to get suspended. And let's say he gets 2 starts, 5 days. He's going to get more of a penalty than the Astros did for cheating for a whole year and winning the World Series. So that's kind of ironic in itself. But say somebody else on the staff farther down the lineup who hasn't opened his mouth at all drills an Astro. Now, are you going to be a mind reader? Did that pitch get away from him? Or did he do it on purpose? I mean, look how many times Tim LoCastro for the Diamondbacks got hit last year, and I don't think people were throwing at him because he's so fast they didn't want him on base. So it's going to be a real tricky situation for umpires to determine and for the commissioner to determine, was that on purpose? Should they be suspended? You know, where does this all end? So it's going to be tricky, but I think when the Astro batters step into the batter's box, there's going to be some uncomfortable at-bats coming for them. And I have no problem with that. I'm the opposite of you. Like in the old days, Don Drysdale would knock down Willie Mays. I mean, Willie Mays would get up and, you know, hit a double, or it was just part of the game. Now, you could, if you have really great control, like a Curt Schilling, you can hit the guy between, you know, his shoulder blades. So I'm not saying that you throw at his head like they did, you know, in the 30s or what have you, but you can send some messages, or you can even just pitch inside it. And if you got these guys that dive into the pitch, you kind of move them back right a little bit. And 98 to mile an hour fastball, you know, a little bit inside, moving you back is going to make some of those Astro hitters very uncomfortable, I think.
So let me ask you this question, because riddle me this one. So do you get hit if you're wearing the Astros jersey because of 2017? But what if you were an Astro in 2017 and you're on another team now? So Dallas Keuchel comes up to hit, and he's now a White Sox and they're interleague ball. Do you pitch at him? Do you pitch at Matt Fires? Because technically he blew the whistle, but he didn't blow the whistle when he was there. Who do we exactly throw at? All Astros? Astros that were there? People that were Astros that aren't Astros? Who are we throwing at exactly?
Well, Mike Fiers, for one thing, is on the Oakland A's. And guess what? He'll never hold a bat in the batter's box, you know, this whole season if he stays with the A's. So it depends which league you're in. And like, actually, it's going to be – I've talked to a couple of guys about this. Mike Fiers, so the pitchers are going to look on him probably as a hero because a lot of careers were ruined. A lot of guys – got sent down. Some guys like Yu Darvish missed out on probably $100 million in his next contract because he had a 22 ERA in that 2017 World Series. And maybe he wasn't tipping his pitches. Maybe they already knew what pitches were coming from him, and that's why they were drilling him so much. And I think Keuchel actually had kind of a heartfelt apology, and it seemed very sincere, whereas some of the guys outside of Carlos Correa for the Astros, that seems so scripted, and even their owner saying, well, he didn't really think knowing the signs of the pitches was affecting the games. I mean, you know, come on. And I don't know if you happen to see Mike Trout's little comments. Now, here's a guy who, you know, for one thing, why baseball doesn't market this guy, because he's the face of baseball. He's, you know, he's such a tremendous player, but he's the kind of guy, he's pretty quiet, never says anything. He had something to say about the Astros, and he's upset about it. And when you start seeing the players now that are coming out saying different things, Aaron Judge the other day, you know, he had his bit talking about cheating and, you know, taking away their chance maybe to go to the World Series, Cody Bellinger, you know, on and on and on. So I'm interested to see before the players' union really stands behind the players and they offer protection. But what if, you know, the players' union is made up by this key word called players. So what if all these guys are really against what the Astros did. I'm going to be interested to see which way Tony Clark goes, because if the players who, you know, have him represent them are really coming out against what happened, I think it puts a whole new dimension into things. So we'll have to see where this all leads. I read an article today that said maybe what Manfred should do is censure the Astros, because that'll be with them forever. But I've read everything from some people saying vacate the World Series title, you know, be the first time ever, but maybe that'll send the message. And Manfred never should have said, you know, that all it was a piece of metal, meaning the World Series trophy. Talk about a gaffe. Talking there too, which wasn't really the smartest thing that he could have said. But I even was thinking, you know, they do in college, Paul, sometimes, like, say some players were ineligible or this or that, you know, they had some infractions. Well, for the next season, they can't play in the tournament. Boy, what if you said to the Astros right now, you know what, you guys are ineligible for postseason play next year? That would send a message, and it would affect those Astro players. Now, I don't know if they go that far, but I kind of like that idea.
But
maybe because I came up with it.
I know, but you can't. I'll tell you why you can't do that. Because you are biting your own hand off, and if the Astros get back, you really think that Houston, the fifth largest TV market, paying all that money, baseball is going to say, you know what, though? We're going to turn down this fifth largest TV market just to prove a point. That's not going to happen. Also,
well, do you want to protect the integrity of the game? What? Here's the worst thing that could happen. The Astros are a very good team. I don't think they needed to do all this banging on garbage cans. And it seems like, at least if they were doing buzzers, at least that seems high tech. You know, hitting a garbage can with a bat seems pretty low tech. But the worst thing that could happen to baseball is if the Astros win this year.
Isn't it? I think it would be the best thing. And here's why.
See, I think it'd be the worst thing.
See, if they go out and win, and we know they didn't cheat, then it shuts everybody else up. If they go, the worst thing I think would be is if they went out and won 50 games, because then it makes it seem like they had to do this to win. Mm-hmm. But if they go out and win, it basically says whether we did this or not, this is how good we are. Plus, the one thing I want to make sure everyone knows, and I'm going to scream this out. Players union don't only represent the players that are mad. It represents the players that were on the Astros. So the players union is actually walking a real fine line, because this is the same players union that stood up for the people that were on steroids, and that's why we all, you know, at the Mitch Report and all the other crap, you can't go back and retroactively suspend someone for a rule that's not on the record book at the time they broke the rule. The whole thing with the Apple Watches and all that stuff came out 2018, 2019. This happened in 2017. Can't go back and retro a suspension for that. Can't do it.
You don't know if it's... So, are you going to tell me, and I've heard several players make this point, you did it in 2017, whichever, you know, whether it was beating the garbage can or what, you won the World Series, nobody caught you, and you're going to all of a sudden stop in 2018 and 2019? I don't buy that for a minute. And I want, here's what I want you to do next time you go to the ballpark. You go down and talk to some hitters, be it visiting team, be it the Diamondbacks, and ask them if they knew what pitch was coming, how hard would it be to hit? And you'll be shocked.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Listen, no, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not saying they didn't cheat in 2018. I'm not saying they didn't cheat in 2019. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying by the rules of the union, you can't retroactively suspend. If it wasn't on the books, I'm not saying, see, here's the whole thing. My stance is I know they cheated. I get they cheated. And they're 100% wrong for what they did. But you can't suspend for what wasn't against the law. You can't give me a ticket for going 65 in the 55 if there was no 55 mile per hour sign up yesterday when I did 65. So was it the wrong thing to do? Absolutely. Should there be some type of, I don't know what other punishment you can add? Probably. But you can't suspend them for something that's not on the books. And at that time, it wasn't on the books. And that's my point. That's
well,
why the union...
they wouldn't be suspending them. But, you know, back up a minute. He already granted them immunity, which I think they could have found out about this stuff anyway because they had Mike Fiers come forward. The Red Sox might get a much less in the line of penalties because nobody has come forward to say what the Red Sox were doing. They don't have a, you know, quote-unquote whistleblower, whatever you want to call them. Whereas the Astros had Mike Fiers come out and say, hey, this is what happened. But it rubs me the wrong way. I know, you know, the art of hitting a baseball is, to me, the hardest thing in sports, and especially when you're up there. How many times do you see guys, they're swinging at a ball that bounces a foot in front of the plate, you know, a breaking ball, and you're like, what the heck is that guy doing swinging? Well, if you knew that pitch was coming and it was probably going to be a waste pitch, you're just going to spit on it, and then you're going to wait for the pitch you want. And those guys, you can throw 100 miles an hour, and if they know what's coming, they can hit it. It'll go out of the park 130 miles an hour. So it just bothers me. Those guys had enough talent on that team that they would be that arrogant to think that they should go ahead and, you know, basically make it a laughing stock about baseball and, you know, the ethics of baseball and be in whatever profession. You know, if you had a business and somebody embezzled from you and you didn't know it happened, but your accountant three desks down came to you and told you about it, well, you're going to see whatever you can do to those guys, you're going to do. And I look at this the same way. They were embezzling the game of baseball for a whole season, and it just doesn't sit right with me. I've been around a long time observing baseball, and there'll be, you know, people be talking back and forth, but what I'm really seeing that's influencing my opinion is when you see so many players who were pretty reluctant about talking about the steroid era. And the steroid era was a little different too. Whereas, did you have hitters doing it? Yeah. But this wasn't known until basically a few years ago. Pitchers were doing it too. So, but both guys are doing it. Well, in this baseball sign-stealing thing, there was one team doing it. And now, were other teams doing it? I'm going to be interested to see that. I think that just the Red Sox and the Astros weren't the only two smart enough teams to steal the signs. But irregardless, it was the wrong thing to do, and it really taints baseball. And baseball's been losing attendance anyways, and they've been losing with young people. And I think a lot of people are going to look at this, and especially young kids, go like, the heck with this. I'll go play my video games.
Doc, can I tell you something? Last thing, I don't think young kids care. I don't believe young kids give a crap. They could care less if, they stole signs, borrowed signs, rented signs. They don't care. The game is too slow for them. I don't think this makes one hill of beans. And when it comes to cheat, here's one thing I always say. Whenever I hear players or anyone say, "What about the kids? We didn't what about the kids with steroids. We didn't what about the kids with greenies. We didn't what about the kids with Pete Rose." We didn't write about the kids when the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line in the 70s were winning Super Bowl rings on steroids. I think what about the kids is always our go-to. But when we're watching MMA and watching people get kneed in the head and we're promoting that like it's an aspect thing, I say, what about the kids? I don't want kids to go out there and get kneed in the head for 6 minutes. So I think that's our go-to. Baseball is losing popularity, in all honesty, because the game is getting slower. Not because of cheating, because going all the way back to our first thing, there's a walk, and then we stand there, and then we wait, and we wait. If you put the ball in play and you get things going again, baseball will fix itself. First off, I think some of this will die down when games start up again, when spring training actually starts, and we could talk about something other than. But I don't want anyone to ever think that I'm for cheating. I'm not. I look at things from a different perspective. And I'm just looking at a union that has to protect everybody in the union. It's just like a defense attorney. Nobody wants to be a defense attorney because every now and then you may be able to, you know, defend the guy that's wrong, but one day you're going to have to defend the guy that actually broke the law. So it's a fine balance between the two. But I am anxious to get to baseball. I'm anxious to see these teams play. I'm anxious to talk to the Dodgers on Tuesday when they come over to play the D-backs. But your point is great. And I may get kicked out of the clubhouse, but I'm going to ask, what happens if the Red Sox are guilty of cheating? Are they going to have
what did you say? I missed that.
I said, I may get kicked out of the clubhouse, but I'm going to ask a couple of Dodgers, what are they going to do if they find out that two of their teammates cheated with Boston? Or if they didn't cheat but knew about it, how are they going to feel about that? See, this is
me the $64,000 question that nobody, all the reporter got, nobody has asked that question. I just,
nope.
It just popped in my mind. It was like, how interesting, you know, so nope. There you go. And, hey, did you know this? I didn't know this, Paul. Did you know that we play Houston this year?
I didn't.
I thought we only played the Central Division. Now, unless it's a misprint, I was just looking through the schedule for the heck of it, seeing what was going. And then, boom, we're playing Houston. It might be here in April and there for two games in August. So that could be interesting in itself.
I am looking for you. Just made me smile because you know what? what we do, Doc. You know this. Sometimes things make stories for us without us having to work very hard to get it done. And if that makes a story for us, that I'm a happy man.
Well, what's fun too is I'll tell the fans, Paul and I, you know, we have some great debates and things, and you know, we still really get along so well. I really like him a lot, and I got to meet his kids the other day. But, you know, they obviously take after Paul's wife because they're good-looking kids. So that's all I can say. But I guess they're ballers, too. They're hoopsters. So that part was good. So that was fun for me. But do you have the schedule in front of you?
I do. I just pulled it up. They actually play the Astros here the 28th and the 29th of April. So early in the year.
Wow. I had no idea until I looked at that. And it was actually this morning after my computer came back on. I was like, well, let me just start looking at some stuff. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought we played the American League Central this year. So I don't know how that came about that we got an AL West team. And all the rest of them are Kansas City and Cleveland and Minnesota. So how we get, unless they stuck the Astros in there, they figured nobody would be throwing beanballs at them here or something. I don't know.
And
I'm going to leave you with this. I know you're pressed for time, and it's kind of becoming the flavor du jour, but one guy that impressed me so much last year, and this shows how smart Mike Hazen is when they picked up Zach Gallen from Miami. That kid, the way he pitched for us last year at the end, you watch. Right now they've got him maybe the number five starter or whatever. He's going to be pretty much up at the top of the rotation because that kid can put the ball where he wants it. He has four different pitches. He's kind of a husky kid. I don't think you have to, you know, worry about him, you know, blowing his elbow out or this or that. And I think he's like the sleeper secret weapon in the Diamondback rotation. So that's what I think. I don't know what you think of Zach or not.
I think, you know what, I love him. I love the pitching rotation. I love the getting of Baumgartner. I love everything they've done. And I think they've stole players that people didn't even know about because their scouting team is absolutely excellent. So I'm with you on that 100%.
Yep.
100%. Hey, Doc, first off, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it. And, yes, those two freeloaders that I introduced you to, hopefully they do take after their mom more than me. But they're still my freeloaders. But tell everyone how they can check you out on your show and listen to a lot of good stuff you have going.
Yeah, we're mainly up in Prescott and cover actually the whole area up there. And we're the affiliate up there for the Coyotes, the Cardinals, and the Diamondbacks. So a lot of times those things will be going on at the same time the show will. But usually the best one is Friday from 4 to 6, that's mainly the big interview time, and when we do, like how you and I have been talking. But, you know, the rest of the time depends on the schedules and everything, and the Coyotes have been playing at different crazy times and what have you, too. So, and now it looks like they're back on track, which is kind of fun as well. But anyways, I've enjoyed this. I always enjoy talking with you anyway, my man. And we'll see how this all works out. But you just keep paying attention to all these different players, and they're not scrub players that have something to say about the Astros. And it kind of shocks me that they're willing to come out, and especially a guy like Mike Trout, and make his feelings known. So to me, that says, you know, 100% of what's going on in clubhouses around both the American and the National League. I'll leave it at that.
Agreed. Will I see you Sunday?
Sunday, no, unless you're coming to church with me.
Well, I will. It'll unfortunately be the Diamondback church. So apologize that I said it like that, but yes, it's my breakaway for a little while, and I can't wait to get out there. It'll be my first game. So, but I'll be out there all week, all next week. I'm going to be there definitely for the Dodgers on Tuesday.
That's very interesting. I'm going to try to make that a point that I might be able to do that as well. So if so, I will see you then. And I guess I have one last thing to say. Go ASU, and then we'll leave it at that.
Welcome. Thanks, Doc. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you. You too. Good friend of mine, the Doc, KQNA Prescott. He knows all sports, but he is my baseball guy. We have so much fun going back and forth at games. 15 seconds, I'm going to tell you why the Lakers keep missing out on everyone they want.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. Don't forget tomorrow, Thursday, Cigars with the Cave Show, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. It's 4991 South Alma School. If you want to check me out doing the show live, you can come on down. Check it out. If you come down there while I'm in-house doing the show, you get 15% off of your cigar purchase. Every week, there's always a couple people down there checking it out, and then when the show ends, they go, hey, never thought about it like that. So you're missing out if you're not down there hanging out with me. You can always check the show out. If you miss it for any reason, go back on, listen again, sportscave.com. Cave is always with a K. Click listen live. It'll route you to recent shows. You also can check out the replay of the show, 3 o'clock every day, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app from Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. See, I want to clear something up before I jump on this Lakers thing. I want to clear this up. I am not okaying cheating. I am not. My whole contention is there's a game that's been known for cheating, and you had someone then put that cheating on another level. And I'm not saying that's okay. I'm also trying to make sure you understand what I'm saying about the players' union. The players' union, they don't only represent the players that are mad. They represent the players that are guilty. And you can't, even though those players with the Astros had full immunity, even without it, you can't go back and punish someone for something that's not in the rule book. You can't do that. You can't retroactively punish. I think that's the problem Rob Manfred ran into. To use a line that my man did in New Jack City, this is bigger than Nino Brown. And he's got names. And the other problem is, what do you do if you find out some of the players that were cheating? Let's just say it's not the Astros. Let's just say it's not the Red Sox. What if it's other teams? What do you do with those players if you find out they're now on your team? There's more to it than that. Way more to it. But anyway, let's switch over, talk a little hoops. So the LA Clippers signed Reggie Jackson, was bought out by the Detroit Pistons. Now, if you listen to LA radio, they'll tell you no big deal. Doesn't matter. Lakers didn't need him anyway. They didn't need him. They didn't need Marcus Morris either. They didn't need him. They need all they did was kick the tires out of it. It worked. No big deal. They are set. You don't go in the grocery store to buy groceries and then come out empty-handed for the sake of just coming out empty-handed. They probably didn't have what you wanted, or what you wanted was already gone. The Clippers are beating the Lakers now in different ways. They beat them twice on the court, and now they're beating them to the free agents that the Lakers used to always get. They're beating them to the trades the Lakers used to always make. They're beating them to the buyout market that the Lakers would always get to. Now, Reggie Jackson has the same agent as D'Angelo Russell, as Lonzo Ball. As Randall. He has the same agent. Do you think those guys that were going to be jettisoned out are happy that their agent is trying to get another guy to go to a place that sold him out? Julius Randle, I apologize. I realize I just said the last name. I'm sure he's not looking to do deals with the Lakers. Is it self-serving? It may not be, but I'm sure he's looking at Reggie Jackson saying, hey, if you want to go there, I can work a deal. I'll go anywhere. I'll work a deal anywhere you want to go. Just remember what they did with Julius, what they did with Lonzo, what they did with a couple other people. And remember, Paul George, another one of my guys, he's already with the Clips. Marcus Morris, they didn't want to get off Kyle Kuzma. Marcus Morris was traded pretty much for nothing. Really was. And mind you, Clippers owner and Knicks owner, they don't even like each other. And he found a way to make that deal. See, I think it's bigger than that. I think it's bigger than the Lakers. And unfortunately, I think a lot of it has to do with LeBron. See, I think there was a time in the league where guys looked and other teams, I won't say they looked to help LeBron, because that's not true, and that's unfair, because everyone in the league is in some way self-serving. But I think guys go out their way now not to help them. The deal that the Lakers made to bring Anthony Davis in pretty much put them in a win now only, because they have no future. And now you have guys in the buyout market. Reggie Jackson didn't want to go there. Marcus Morris, Clippers found a way to make a deal first. And remember, this summer, AD re-ups. He's about to get paid. It's going to be even less money under the cap. And I know we can say there's Rondo and there's playoff Rondo. We'll see. He's older. What really can Jared Dudley give you off the bench? So, right now, the Lakers have two of the best players in the game, top five. And Paul George, you could say the Clippers have two of the top 10 players in the game with him and Kawhi. Right now, the Clippers are winning the PR battle. We'll see what happens in May when they meet on the court. But just remember, AD and Bron are trying to resurrect a team that had nothing. Kawhi and Paul George aren't resurrecting anything. It's a playoff team. And it seems like no one wants to go to the Lakers. And I don't know why. We'll figure it out. We'll dig down. We won't stop, can't stop, won't stop. What a fun show this has been. And we don't stop. Tomorrow we're back. Remember, Cigars with the Cave show every Thursday from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So make sure you're joining us there. I will be on Inside Sports podcast tonight. That will be released later on tonight. So if it's a little late for you, you're like one of those people that go to bed at 7, no worries. Check it out tomorrow morning. Be a nice drive into work. Make sure you're checking me out at the Sports Cave. Remember, at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook. Cave is with the K, thesportscave.com. Remember, Cave is with the K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, everyone, please have a great Friday Eve. Thank you for the callers that call in. Thank you to the doc, my man, KQNA Prescott. Man, that's my dude. Everyone, have a great hump day. We will peep you out on Friday Eve.